Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, welcome everybody to tonight's show, and thank you for coming in and listening to the Deplorables News Network. And I suppose we'd have to contact Hillary Clinton to find out who the deplorables are, but I would imagine it's everybody that's listening and then some. How are you, Larry?
Oh, thanks for having me, Stuart.
Yeah, do you mind being called a deplorable by Hillary Clinton? I think it's a badge of honor.
Yeah, I would actually like an autographed copy of that to hang on my wall.
Well,
that,
anyway,
that really, doesn't that point to the Song 2 war directly?
Yes, it does. When she makes remarks like that, she really is signaling out those that are biblically orientated and those who believe in the Constitution, whether they're biblically orientated or not, those that want to defend motherhood, apple pie, grandma, and all of that. Anything good is a deplorable, according to the far left. And that's the way the communists think. Peace to a communist is when there aren't any other people around other than communists. So, anyway... Excuse me, what is going on in that North Korean situation? I want to get into that a little bit because I just was reading about the 3 days of darkness, Roman Catholic prophecy, and I came across a prophecy from Oral Roberts. What's going on over there with North Korea? They're getting more and more belligerent, it seems.
Oh, absolutely. They fired another... special missile today, and of course, I've listened to some military talk on Fox today, and they were basically saying that diplomacy is over and that there's a head-on clash moving forward between the U.S., possibly South Korea, Japan, and North Korea, and wherever China stands off watching, I guess, will be where China is, but... you know, I was surprised when I read about the armada of ships that are actually in the South China Sea, and there's a number of them. You know, of course, we've got a U.S. carrier fleet there. There's some South Korean ships. There's some Japanese warships there. And I read, too, that there's some ships from the U.K. and France and a couple of other countries located there. So it's a pretty good-sized armada. Now, China's watching that, and North Korea is still firing missiles. Now, the latest report is that North Korea is about to set off another nuke, and, you know, in defiance, of course, of the Trump administration, and this thing's ramping up, Stuart. The rhetoric's about high as it can get, but the military activity is a ramp up, and what I heard was that they're going to have to remove the hierarchy of North Korea, and you understand what that would mean.
Well, I'm not quite exactly sure how they think they're going to do that and get everyone they want. That country is a renegade, and remember that Major Doom, Major Ed Names, said that it was going to be that North Korea would be the first one that would use a nuclear weapon in anger. So he didn't say exactly where it was going to be used. Here's a headline.
Well,
Pentagon officials. Yeah, go ahead before you get into that.
Well, I was just going to mention right there that I had read some data that he had posted on that years ago when he first came out with that. And he indicated that if remote viewing was accurate, that he believed that North Korea would explode that nuke in anger somewhere under the border region there between South Korea and North Korea, but it would be an underground explosion, but very devastating regionally. So I don't know that that adds to what he said, but that was some notes he made on it.
Okay, now we do know that North Korea has one or two satellites that come up from the south and cross the United States, and nobody knows exactly what those satellites are for, whether they're surveillance, whether they're an EMP weapon. I'm sure that North Korea has got Chinese and probably Russian expertise and technology involved in all of this, because after all, China, the Soviet Union, and whatnot are enemies, actually, from scriptural enemies anyway, from Babylon, America. So it seems kind of odd. We have these satellites that are going right up through essentially the middle of the country. One time it crosses to the west, and it comes up the middle, and it goes slightly to the east. But its unusual orbit is that it comes up from the south, going over United States and Canada. Anyway, here's a headline. Pentagon officials warned of a million casualties and nightmare scenarios if war broke out with North Korea. And remember how North Korea turned nuclear in the first place. It's from Bloomberg Politics Reports. China is now pushing back on the hard line being taken by the United States, threatening all options are on the table over North Korea, claiming that the only way they can rein in Kim Jong-un and North Korea is via talks. U.S. Secretary of State Tillerson refused to rule out preemptive strike against North Korea. That's what you were talking about, right? A preemptive attack?
Preemptive attack, and at the same time, decapitation of the leadership in North Korea.
Well, I suppose they could bring in a TR-3B or something like that nature and maybe do a surgical strike. The problem is, if they don't do it right, we're going to get into a launch situation.
Without a doubt, Stuart, one of the things that they talked about today was the last, two presidents basically have given North Korea time to hide, to create the nuclear weapons and to hide them in underground locations all over their country, so nobody knows for sure where they are. You might have an idea where some are, but you don't know where they all are, and if you don't decapitate the government or the leadership, they can still fire or use some of those.
And I'm sure he's got a system set up where something does happen to him, chain of command. I can't imagine there wouldn't be. Well, here's part of this article. A full-blown war on the Korean Peninsula offers up a nightmare scenario that would cause appalling casualties and potentially trigger a nuclear exchange, experts and former officials say. When an array of artillery trained on Seoul, North Korea could easily blast the glass towers of the South booming capital for days and kill numbers of civilians before the U.S. or South Korean forces prevailed. Official Pentagon models assume it would take months to actually win the war at a cost approaching 1 million casualties of more, all told, including dead and wounded. And that's without nuclear weapons ever being used. Now, the reason I bring this up is Oral Roberts, remember him?
Yes.
He had a vision, he said, and he saw an explosion, what he thought was a nuclear explosion over the United States. Over the United States, not on, but over. And it did a lot of damage, I guess. That would seem to be a EMP type of an explosion. And that might tie it back to these North Korean satellites that they're using.
Well, that's very possible, Stuart. Yeah, that's very possible. One of the things that, you know, we have the technology. I don't understand if they're about to really do a preemptive strike on North Korea, why they don't use our anti-satellite weapons and destroy those two that are circling around up there. However, there is some more data. I looked up some prophecies and things. I was reading earlier, I think one of them in Holly Deo's book, the most recent she wrote, and it seemed to indicate that when we went to war with China or in that part of the world, that possibly Russia would make a decision to strike America at that point. And so we don't really know where it's coming from. We've got enemies in all directions and very little protection.
Yeah, Donald Trump tweeted, North Korea is behaving very badly. They have been playing the United States for years. China has done little to help. So, now, Tillerson, Netanyahu, and China's chief, and probably who knows who else, met over there in China. Can you fill us in on that report?
Before I fill us in on that, though, let me give you Barry Rothman's new Torah code he just put out.
Yes, by all means.
Barry Rothman, of course, that's arccode.com. He ran two matrices, and here's number one. The first matrix he ran March the 19th. He said there's an enormous number of threats encoded, and it has four terms in it. Number one, Korean fire. Number two, Kim. Number three, atomic. Number four, war. Now, that would seem to indicate, Stuart, just what you were talking about, that something occurs and Kim actually begins an atomic war. Now, you know, and on the other hand, though, when you mentioned Tillerson, after he found that matrix involving Kim and atomic war in North Korea, he ran a Tillerson matrix, and the Tillerson matrix is rather full, and it indicates number one, R. Tillerson, number two, Korean, number three, war, number four, assassination, number five, revolution, number six, the plague, number seven, UN, number eight, moon, number nine, president, number 10, leader, number 11, to fear, and number 12, the word stealthy.
Oh, that's kind of interesting. Okay, so Tillerson's in the mix. Korea is in the mix. War is in the mix, which would kind of go back to his first run. So assassination appears in the mix. Assassination of who?
Yeah.
Trump?
No, we don't know.
Says president.
It doesn't seem to indicate. Yeah.
Okay, but then it says leader. Remember the prophecies we've been hearing about Obama not coming back as president, but coming back as leader?
That's right.
You suppose?
Well, it also mentions the word revolution. Is that going to be a revolution that brings down Trump and the new leader takes over, as people have indicated?
Well, it would probably be, let's see, an assassination of Trump would produce a revolution. I mean, there's no question about it. If they took Trump out, nobody's going to believe it was some lone wolf that just didn't like Trump. With all the conspiracy theories going on around the United States, they would immediately assume that that was a deep state operation, just like Kennedy was a deep state operation. And that would probably then be the last straw. A revolution would come in. Leader Obama would probably be rebooted somehow. Boy, that could get really hairy, couldn't it, as a future of the United States quite quickly.
Oh, absolutely. Oh. And what's interesting, too, is the new term, the plague, and, you know, which would indicate, and you talked about a million casualties, but that was without atomic war or a plague. So we've got a war matrix, two war matrices indicating atomic usages and the plague, or which would be chemical or biological warfare. So it sounds horrendous,
yes.
Absolutely horrendous.
Wow. Well, anyway, I guess we just got to kind of wait and see and watch the skies, because if they decide to do it, they're going to do it. And Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. That North Korea, I would think, would be part of the kings of the East, but it's odd that Tillerson is involved in that. And yet there he is. So why is Bibi Netanyahu, Tillerson, and China meeting? I mean, what would be the inner sanctum? What would be your guess if you were a fly on the wall about what's being talked about?
Well, if I was a fly on the wall, I would even consider previous meetings before these meetings, and I'll just add them in real quick. Bibi Netanyahu, he began really about the inauguration day of Trump, Bibi Netanyahu began a military reorganization of his entire country for defense of a possible attack. And that has not slowed down. And what a lot of people that don't read my blog and don't listen to us don't realize that there is at the moment a national call-up of reserves and armor tanks happening right now in Israel as we speak. And nobody seems to know what this is all about, but we do know that he's pulled some of the big weapons out of his arsenal that you wouldn't just put out for show. You put them out to use them, and his missile systems, and they become active. And at the same time, remember, Bibi first went to Trump, visited with Trump, then he went to Putin, visited with Putin in Moscow, and then Tillerson went to South Korea and then to China. And while Tillerson's still in China, Bibi Netanyahu goes to China. Now, I was sharing with you earlier, you know, we're wondering why, but, you know, I was thinking if I was about to do something, if Israel was about to make a move that we weren't prepared for or the world wasn't prepared for, the first thing you would do if it involved the UN later or an uproar in the UN was you would go to the people that could veto what the UN wanted to do back to you for what you did. So who would you go to? Well, you would go to Trump and Putin and the Chinese president. They could veto, any of them could veto a UN move against Israel. So with that, I have to say, Stuart, again, that's ominous pretenses of something coming.
Well, the fact that, you know, when a nation calls up its reserves and starts lining up its weaponry, it costs a ton of money. And so that would tend to confirm that they're meaning business. Have you heard any more from anybody over there? I know we've had reports that they're getting ready for a major war. Have you had any updates from any of those people that's about to occur?
Well, the ones that I've talked to have indicated to me that Israel is going to war, that they are absolutely going to war. And, you know, at the same time, there was prior data about an attack, a missile attack, that was originated by Iran using proxies of Hamas and Hezbollah and the Syrians to launch an attack. And then Assad came out and said he would allow a missile attack against Israel on Syrian soil to occur. They could fire their missiles out of Syria, which puts them right in Israel's backyard. And at the same time now, we do know that Israel recently even kind of teed off Putin by going over and attacking areas around Damascus and other parts of Syria and destroying some, whether it was missiles, whether it was armor, nobody knows, but they destroyed some stuff, and Syrians fired missiles at them. And so the tensions are extremely high. And it amazes me, with the tensions as high as they are, that Bibi would be in China meeting with Tillerson and the Zhu, I think his name is, in China, the only reason he would do that if it was really critical about what was about to occur. So what I'm wondering, Stuart, my question to you, and I'm not telling anybody to believe this, but is it by chance, is it possible that Israel is about to take out Damascus, Syria, and the missiles of Hezbollah in Lebanon, the missiles in Syria, and the missiles that Hamas has, and would that not set off Iran immediately to go insane, basically like a Daniel 8 scenario, to just attack in all directions?
Well, we have had, you know, debate on which comes first, the chicken or the egg. Is it Damascus that goes, or is it Daniel 8 that goes first? And it's beginning to look like it's going to be the Damascus situation comes first, and that provokes Iran into going into their attack mode. After all, we have to remember that they want a major war because Mahdi, the 12th Ayman or whatever they want to call him, we call him Antichrist, comes up out of the well and takes over the world, whoever that is. And so it's really starting to get rather interesting. I guess we just have to kind of wait and keep an eye on the Middle East like we always have, but it also sounds like the Armageddon script. South China Sea, Taiwan, Korea, and trouble in America and trouble in the Middle East, all at the same time, of which we couldn't probably handle any of them because of our decimated military. Anyway,
and let me read this real quick, Stuart. This is from Prophetic Perils, End Time Events Revealed by Holly Deo. I just wanted to read this little caption here. It's about a paragraph long. Because of what you share a lot, it says, Dmitry Dudeman shared that the angel explains Mystery Babylon. He said, tell them because all the nations of the world immigrated into America and America accepted them. America accepted Buddha, the devil church, the Sodomite church, the Mormon church, and all kinds of wickedness. America was a Christian nation. Instead of stopping them, they went after their gods. Because of this, he named them the Mystery Babylon. And the note says, in the same video, Dmitry refuses to share this information if it weren't in the Bible. The angel asked him if he's read Jeremiah 51. He says that describes America, New Babylon, not the Babylon of old, while Revelation 18 refers to the old one in Iraq.
Well, that's kind of an interesting take, because I've always thought that Isaiah 47, Jeremiah 50, 51, and Revelation 17 and 18 really do, if you look carefully at them, describe the United States of America being the modern Babylon. Some of these are double references. Some of them apply to the old. Some apply to the new. You have to be careful when you do that. We're only on for 30 today. What's this situation you have down there? I wanted to touch on that with your neighbors.
Well, not only my neighbors, myself. I woke up last night about midnight, and there was what looked like jet fighters in the sky, and they were following something that looked like round craft that were just like solid lights. There wasn't any blinking. And really a lot of aerial activity last night. But a few nights ago, some neighbors called me, and they had accidentally videoed something that came to their house, and it was captured on video. And they weren't sure what it was, whether it was angelic or whether it was an entity of some type or a UFO. And I went to their house and I viewed the video. It's amazing, Stuart, and I'm going to share that with you and other people as soon as I can get it to work right. But I did get a copy of that video, and it's absolutely amazing. I mean, you know, and we are in a time that's just unprecedented for what you call on your show the paranormal. It is getting really bizarre.
Yeah, I think paranormal events or the veil thinning and weird events, people are going to start wondering what kind of a universe or multiverse we actually live in. A lot of it's been veiled, but we are coming up on the end. I don't think there's any question that we're coming up on the end. I was doing a little research on the timelines. And 5777, I don't think there's any question that this is a key pivot year for not only Israel, but for the world as well. And the signs are just everywhere. It was kind of interesting that when Jesus was crucified, it says it started at the sixth hour and went to the ninth hour. Well, if you take 69 and apply it to Daniel's 70 weeks, was that a coded message that Daniel's 70 weeks, 69, had just been completed?
Huh.
It kind of looks that way. And during that 3 hours, we had darkness. And we have the Catholic 3 days of darkness. Now, that occurred at Passover, and so I'm wondering if there won't be a duplicate, but it'll be 3 days of darkness this time around. And if it occurs on Passover, say this year, that's 4/11. That's April 11th.
Wow.
That would probably start somewhere in there. And remember the two comets that crossed the heavens? And they both crossed a year apart, but on a 4/11. And only the Lord could make that arrangement. And it formed a cross in the heavens. And the center point of that cross was Algol, the head of Satan. Meaning, okay, you're about to have your head crushed. So, yeah, this is going to get very, very fascinating. Have you got any more news on this NSA documents prove surveillance of Donald Trump and his family? Bombshell discovery shows targets of NSA's Project Dragnet.
Other than what was posted and the postings and reports that were shown, it appears, if that's true, that this is a project that was very secret and has been going on for a number of years behind the scenes, and they were even surveilling, apparently, from what this says, Donald Trump for a number of years before he even began to run for election. So what did they know? Why were they doing this? Did the rulers already know he was coming, or were they going to try to prevent him? But I watched a show today on Comey and the other one that they were interviewing, and they were very careful not to release any information or data concerning that situation.
Yeah, and then we've got this nuclear bomb situation, and EU possibly has been taken over, a suitcase nuke or something, for a possible false flag. And then go ahead.
I was just going to say they're reporting a possible dirty nuke has been smuggled into the EU, and Russia's extremely worried that if this goes off, it will be an attack that they will blame on Russia, and then the NATO will begin an attack against Russia itself.
World War III. The other thing we have here, too, is Project Indigo, Operation Indigo Skyfold, chemtrailing. I guess one of the chemtrail pilots suddenly got a conscience and came forward. But you know what he said? He said the pilots could care less if they're killing Americans or hurting Americans.
Yeah. Listen, there are people sick all over this country, Stuart, and we're getting heavily chemtrailed, and they are sick everywhere.
Yeah, and the chemtrails are so heavy. They're chemtrailing. We had 8 or 9 airplanes when I went outside. I think that was a couple days ago. You could just see them all over the place. So they're stepping this up. Anyway, how do people reach you, Larry, before we close?
The quickest way is my blog, LarryWTaylor.org.
All right. So if you see a lot of chemtrails, folks, it's probably not the smartest thing to go outside, or at least go outside with protective clothing, because who knows what's involved in all of this. Anyway, thanks for coming on, Larry. Are you feeling much better now?
Yeah, doing better. I'm having follow-up visits with the doctor and the medical people, but I seem to be doing really well in there, and I appreciate the prayers of the people.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for coming on. I know it's hard work. And we'll see you again later on. And thanks for listening, everyone. Good night.